This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney today held delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. During the talks, both leaders reviewed the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They also took stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars, including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments. Addressing a joint press meet with his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern. He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy.
Pashchim Asia ki vartaman sthiti hamare liye gehri chinta ka vishay hai. Bharat डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है. इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे.
Prime Minister Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Prime Minister Modi added that the two sides today decided to establish the India-Canada Defence Dialogue. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney said Canada is renewing its relationship with India and expanding its ties. He said Canada and India are building a strong foundation in trade, defence and energy. The Prime Minister of Canada is on a four-day visit to India since the 27th of last month. The conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias fired missiles at Israel and Gulf countries, while Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. Britain, France and Germany have said they are ready to work with the US to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Amid the growing tension, top Iranian security official Ali Larijani has vowed that Iran will not negotiate with the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump promised Washington would avenge the deaths of three American troops who were killed in Kuwait. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said nine Iranian warships had been sunk and the Iranian Navy's headquarters had been largely destroyed. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer agreed to a US request to use British military bases for defensive strikes on Iranian missile sites. Meanwhile, Iran continues to strike US assets across the Gulf countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Israeli Air Force today reported missile launches from Iran targeting Israeli territory. Iran has claimed that a US F-15 fighter jet crashed in Kuwait as tensions escalate. The centre has issued a cautionary letter to states against possible violence in India in the wake of Israel-US strikes against Iran. Sources said the Union Ministry of Home Affairs has written a letter to all states and union territories asking them to identify pro-Iran radical preachers giving inflammatory sermons. The letter underscores the need for intensified intelligence sharing and preventive action to avert any law and order breakdown. Air India has issued a travel advisory in view of the current situation in West Asia. The airline has extended the suspension of all flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar today till the end of the day. Additionally, select flights to Europe scheduled today have also been cancelled. These flights include journeys from Amritsar to Birmingham, Delhi to Zurich, Delhi to Copenhagen and from Birmingham to Delhi. The Enforcement Directorate today provisionally attached movable and immovable assets valued at nearly 18 crore rupees under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. In connection with the illegal online betting platform, the directorate said the total value of assets attached in the case now stands at 37 crore 23 lakh rupees. And with that, we end this news bulletin.